Well, happy Friday, Eastern Sierra, and happy National French Friday. Whether you like them curly, crinkled, or dunked in ranch, we won't judge. Just pass the ketchup. Today, on Eastern Sierra Now, we've got your weekend biking and weather outlook, some upcoming road closures that may or may not play tag with your travel plans, a sneak peek at the return of a beloved book fest, and a big call out for local contractors from the Bishop Paiute Tribe. And before we jump in, this episode is sponsored by the folks who keep our furry friends fit and fabulous, Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They care for your pets like family. And let's be honest, most of us like our pets way more than family. That's true. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media and share us with your trail buddies, your neighbors, and that one friend who always forgets sunscreen. Tomorrow, July 12th, the annual tour of the California Alps, also known as the Death Ride, returns to Mono and Alpine counties. This grueling 103-mile cycling event takes over two major passes early in the day from 5 a.m. to noon. State Route 89 over Monitor Pass will be closed between Markleyville and US 395. Meanwhile, State Route 4 over Ebbets Pass remains shut from Lake Alpine to Markleyville from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. Caltrans has placed message boards along both highways, advising travelers to plan ahead and seek alternate routes. Road cyclists will be on the move early and in numbers, so unless you're part of the ride, consider reshaping your Cross Sierra route this weekend. Good luck to all the riders out there tomorrow. I've been a part of this before, and it's really awesome. There's thousands of cyclists. It's actually really, really cool. Good luck to all of you. Walker's Main Drag is getting a makeover next week. Not with fresh asphalt, but fresh stripes. Starting Monday, July 14th, Caltrans will restripe US 395 through Walker from East Side Lane north to about half a mile beyond Hackney Drive. The update includes new bike lanes on both sides. The existing continuous two-way left turn lane will be replaced with a more controlled discontinuous version aimed at deterring unsafe passing. Built by VSS International of Sacramento at a cost of $948,000. The work spans roughly 25 business days. One-way traffic control and lane shifts should be expected. Driveway access will close temporarily during slurry seal operations. While through traffic moves smoothly, drivers may face up to 20-minute delays. Monitor live conditions via Caltrans Quick Map. Is your pet acting a little positively peculiar? Maybe they're more bark than bite lately, or their zoomies are on pause. Time to call on the pros at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, serving the Eastern Sierra with compassionate, comprehensive care for pets of every shape and size and tail type. Whether it's a routine checkup, dental work, emergency care, or just a little TLC, the team treats your pets like family because they're not just animals. They're your ride or die hiking buddies, midnight snack partners, and the true rulers of your home. So don't wait till your fur babies start using WebMD. Head over to bishopveterinaryhospital.com or give them a call to book your appointment today. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, where your pets feel better and your wallet doesn't feel worse. The Bishop Paiute Tribe is looking for contractors to revitalize a critical piece of their broadband operations. The tribe has issued a request for proposals seeking qualified firms to rehabilitate their Network Operations Center building. The announcement invites those with relevant construction experience to bid. Prospective bidders will need to review the full RFP to learn about proposals, submission deadlines, building standards, and insurance needs. As always, more information on this project and details on submitting your name into the ring can be found at easternsierranow.com. Craving something delicious and meaningful? Head to Main Street in Big Pine today for a special Indian taco fundraiser happening from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in loving memory of Harriet Spratt Smoker. For just $10, you'll get a hearty homemade Indian taco. I'll tell you the truth, I had one for lunch and it was awesome. And the chance to support a beautiful tribute to a beloved community member. That's today only in Big Pine. Bring your appetite and your heart. Literary lovers rejoice. The Eastern Sierra Book Festival is back in Mammoth Lakes for a full day of reading, booths, and conversation. On Saturday, July 19th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Mammoth Museum at Hayden Cabin turns into a book lover's paradise. Browse new and used titles, meet authors, explore vendor booths, enjoy stellar brew coffee, and catch live talks on nature, public land issues, writing craft, and much more. The author variety show kicks off at 2 p.m. with authors reading, singing, or performing short acts. And you can meet them afterwards to chat or get a signed copy, presented by the Southern Mono Historical Society and Whistling Rabbit Press, with coffee from Stellar Brew. Proceeds from book sales benefit the Mammoth Museum. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. This weekend is packed with events, so let's get into it. First up, C5 Art Studios is opening a new show this evening titled Chuck Spencer, His Castle, a Retrospective, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. In Mammoth, Après Zen is holding a full moon sound bath session tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Live music will be performed tonight at Bar Sierra beginning at 7 p.m. Tomorrow marks Onion Valley Trail Day, a day of coming together as a community and repairing the trail systems of Onion Valley. Volunteers should meet at 8:30 a.m. at the Kearsarge Pass Trailhead. Tomorrow is also the Wild Together Market held every other Saturday in the Bar Sierra parking lot in Mammoth starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Sierra Land Trust will be holding a wildlife tracking workshop tomorrow, also starting at 9 a.m. Back in Mammoth, enjoy a pool party with Outbound Mammoth at Pool House, held every Saturday starting at 2 p.m. Bar Sierra will also be hosting country line dancing tomorrow beginning at 7 p.m. On Sunday, Indie Coffee Roasting Company will be holding coffee church beginning at 8 a.m. Après Zen will be leading a community yoga event beginning at 8:30 a.m. And lastly, Bishop Jazz Band will be performing live tomorrow at the Cardinal Village Resort starting at 1 p.m. on Sunday. As always, remember to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest on the local happenings, or just download the mobile app like everybody else. Next up, riders, Mammoth Mountains Bike Park is firing on all cylinders this summer. 40 trails are now open, offering top-tier alpine biking for every skill level. Mammoth Mountains Bike Park is one of the nation's premier lift-served bike parks, and with about 40 trails open this season, perfect timing if you're itching to shred some Sierra dirt. Nearly half of the trails are easiest to intermediate, great for families and newcomers. So whether you're cruising or chasing vertical, Mammoth's got you covered. No bike? No problem. Remember that rentals and full-service tune-ups are available at Main Lodge and the Village's Gear Up Shop. Stay safe. Helmets are required. Know your limits. Carry hydration and be altitude aware. Trail etiquette is a must. Bottom line, with nearly 40 trails now open and options for all levels, Mammoth Mountain is the place to be this summer for two-wheel adventure.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're gonna be met with state-of-the-art care. You're gonna be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
Now for your weather update. Serve fresh from Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the wings are hot and the lanes are even hotter. Up first, Bishop's baking under abundant sunshine. As you can tell, I'm already sweating. Today's hitting a scorching 103 with lows dipping to 62. Stay hydrated and take it easy. Tomorrow, the heat is turning up, literally. Another sizzling 104 expected. It's so hot, even your ice cream would sweat. Limit outdoor time and keep cool. And Sunday, expect the same story. Sunny skies and highs around 104, flirting with record territory. If you're heading out, slather on SPF, carry water, and seek shade. Meanwhile, Mammoth's enjoying warm sunshine with a toasty 83 high and a crisp of 46. Low, ideal for hitting the trails. Just bring layers. Tomorrow is a rewind to Friday, another sunny 84 day, perfect for biking or a peaceful hammock siesta by the creek. And Sunday, let's bump it up to 85, still basking in clear skies, a touch toasty, but prime weather for alpine adventures. Remember to hydrate regularly and avoid the peak afternoon sun. It's prime time for heat stroke, so stay aware and take plenty of breaks from the sun. Once again, this weather update is brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Stay chill, stay fed, and roll on. And that's it for today's episode. From alpine biking to literary delights and a triple-digit heat wave that'll have your sunscreen sweating. Thanks for spending your time with us here at Eastern Sierra Now. Big shout out again to our sponsors, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, because your pet deserves the best, even if they did chew up your national park pass. Make sure you're subscribed, follow us on socials, and hey, celebrate National French Fry Day responsibly. Maybe even share a fry with your dog. Just one. No onions. And heads up, we'll be taking a short break for the next 2 weeks. That's right, ESN News is going on hiatus. But not to worry, all of your regular news will continue as normal. We'll be back before you can say Mule Day's Grand Marshal. Until then, stay cool, stay curious, and stay connected.